Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
You positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It is a magical Monday here in the studio. I've got my little wand in my hand to prove it. As I connect with you guys, I'm apparently alone, but I'm also not alone, both simultaneously, because as you receive this recording, I am feeling your connection. It's like time, space. What is that? It's an illusion. So even though from one perspective, I'm here recording alone, from another, we're connected as I record. And as you receive it, it's all love here. It's all threads of connectivity. And I am so happy to be connected with you on this Monday. And yeah, I have some, it's actually Memorial Day, right? So it is a day to honor those who have fought and died in this epic human journey where a big part of that story up until this point has been war and fighting. And for those who played a role, I mean, I think of my grandfather on this day. He was at Pearl Harbor when it got bombed. And he had to jump ship. His ship got sunk. I believe it was called the Missouri, if I'm remembering. Actually, sorry, he was from Missouri. It was actually the Utah that my grandfather, Joseph Stone, was on. And he had to jump ship and swim through bodies, his friends on the ship, you know, some of his best friends dead. And I guess, he passed when I was maybe 11, 12 years old. So I never really got to talk to him about it. And my mom said that it's my mom's father. He was pretty quiet about it a lot. And she wishes now she had kind of asked more. But wow, can you imagine being there at Pearl Harbor and seeing the ship, I mean, the planes roll in? And I've thought about that before, him being there. Is there timelines where he was one of the casualties? I imagine so, if every possibility plays itself out, right? So there's a timeline where there's no me here, and at least not in as Brandon Beecham, right? Maybe my soul would be incarnated in some other character, but some other avatar. But yeah, isn't that wild to think about how many people have lived to and survived through so much, how deep your lineage go and how many close calls there were, that one little slight difference would have led to you not being here. And if you can take that in for a moment and realize how blessed you are and how much the universe loves you so much that it, oh, I mean, that's just one example going back two generations that led to me being here, right? And it's a notable, like, pretty wild, you know, it's pretty amazing that my grandfather was there and survived, right? But how many lesser known stories are there going back to his father or his father's father and on and on and on? Had one of them tripped up, been, you know, attacked by that bear or fell off that cliff or whatever it was, you know, because we were certainly a lot closer to nature in the wild back in those days. Or in, you know, I had relatives in the Civil War as well. So, you know, I know that. And so had one of them, you know, not made it, went the wrong direction. It's fascinating to think about. And I am so honored to be here. And, you know, just to be here is such a gift. And if we're ever like focused in a direction about what's wrong, think about that. The fact that you're here is against so many odds because you are so loved. The universe found a way to bring you forward so that you could experience and grow and learn and be the eyes, ears, senses of the universe, an extension of the universe. That's what we are, right? So it's such a beautiful thing. And you know, in on this Memorial Day, I'm so excited that we're coming to the end of war from what I perceive. You know, yes, there's a lot disrupted in the world and there's war and there will probably be more death and things into our future, obviously. But war is lessening and it's going to continue as we become more aware, as we spread this message that we're all here. You know, resonating with all of you listening. We are all doing the same thing. We're resonating. We're choosing a vibration of love over fear and love over fighting, love over war. And as you choose it, it ripples out. The ROI, the ripple of impact, is beyond anything you can see or imagine. And, you know, just the same way I'm rippling out with this show and it's touching your lives and your family's lives, your kids' lives, your friends' lives, and then you are rippling out, and it's just on and on and on. It's the same energy. It's my this energy isn't mine. It's not yours. It's ours. This is for us to spread as far and wide as possible until that tipping point where it's like people can't help but feel it, right? And it's so I for this Memorial Day, I'm so grateful for my ancestors. And I'm just as grateful for the fact that there is a day where we'll look back and say, wow, remember when there was war? We thought that was the path, fighting against what we wanted instead of letting love, the ultimate transmuter and healer, you know, take whatever tension is arising and transmute it. What a future. What a past. What a story. Thank you for being in my story. What a start to this episode. All right, let's jump into today's review. I got a little excited there, and that's okay because this is exciting times we live in. It's an exciting life. And this review came in on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They not only help us to reach new people, but they certainly fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. So if you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. You can also follow the show now on Spotify. I want to throw that out there because it's quickly becoming a big medium for podcasting the same way iTunes has been. And so if you would just follow the show on Spotify, even if you're not listening over there, although I would ask you to start listening there just as a test to see if that helps us to get more visibility. I think my theory is the more people that listen on their platform, the more visibility they give the show because it's popular on their platform. So if you would be so kind as to do that or review on iTunes as well, any of the things, all of the things, none of the things, I love you the same. No matter what. And this review on iTunes came in by Naomi. Truly thankful for the Positive Head podcast. As Brandon and co-hosts guests always start off, it's a daily conscious effort to maintain an elevated vibration. Thank you for being there to remind us to tap into our higher self and help us expand. I try and send this to as many of my closest friends and family on tough days as well as happy days. I've been requested it to play in my office. LOL. At this moment, my coworker and I are tuned in. I love what motivates you and I appreciate your light work. I hope to meet you eventually. My friend and I would like to go to our first Burning Man. Keep rocking, brother. Aw, Naomi, good luck at Burning Man. I don't know if I'll be there this year. Last year was the first I missed in many years. I think six before that straight, but a lot going on. So I may decide to go last moment, but certainly I encourage everyone. It's such a transformational experience. It really is. It's such a container and experiment and radical inclusion and love. And it's just so beautiful. And so I highly recommend any and everyone to go. And that's super exciting. And thank you for sharing too. That really means a lot because, you know, there's so many podcasts out there and there's some, you know, I see sometimes podcasts that are all about, like, I just saw a podcast about sports. This guy who like does a spoof on sports broadcasting. Probably funny. He's getting like 1 million downloads an episode. You know, we're at like 10,000 downloads ish a day or so. So that gives you an example of how much room there is for the show to still grow. It's doing great. It's wonderful. If it stays where it is, if it gets smaller, I'm content. I have no expectation. But man, can you imagine if we were all the 10,000 of us listening a day, we're taking in sharing with one friend and family member who, you know, that viral effect. And one fun way to do that, that I encourage you guys is to challenge someone that you think would do well, but may not tune in, have them choose a number between one and I think we're at this episode actually will be episode 695. So have them choose a number between one and 695. And then whatever they choose, say, okay, so this is going to be a fun little test. As the show talks about, we co-create our reality with our higher selves, with the universe. And so you chose episode 311. Okay, that is a message from your higher self. And I challenge you now to go listen and see what message is there for you. You know, I encourage you to go listen and see what message is there for you and tell me if you found something really that really struck a chord with you. So when you gamify and make it fun, it's a really great way to share. So I'm inspired to inspire you guys to share and to help the show, you know, be 20,000, then 30,000, then gosh, I cannot wait until that moment. I believe that moment's coming and helping to tip the scales, the ripple of impact that we are all collectively having. And I appreciate all of you that have shared already as well. So, all right. Before we jump into the subject that I would like to talk about today, which is the reward for not protecting your psyche, which is liberation. AKA letting go. Before I jump into that that topic today and a little synchronicity around it as well, I do want to also quickly mention for those of you who are doing the 40-day nutrition plan and with the 10-day transformation / cleanse / metabolic reset, that will come somewhere in the middle of the 40 days that we're starting on June 4th, actually a week from today. There's over 20 people, I believe, now that have signed up to do that. So I'm super excited and a little nervous. The 10-day part in the middle where, you know, we're eating limited amounts of food and taking a lot of supplement to help reset your metabolism. What Dave, if you guys haven't heard the interview with David Sandoval, who's the wellness expert and pioneer of Purium, I definitely would say go check that out, episode 691, and you can hear, you know, a lot more about what we're all going to be doing together. And I would love to have you join in. There's still plenty of time, and really any of you guys could even jump in later if you wanted to and kind of catch up. You would just end a little bit behind us. So I've been having some questions from those that are joining and everything about what we're going to do. We're going to create a group in the Positive Heads Facebook, or a thread rather, in the Positive Heads Facebook group. which, by the way, if you're not on there, get on there. There's about 5,000 of us connecting, sharing, awesome group. And we're going to create a thread where we just all questions can be answered and sort of, you know, keep each other motivated and all those good things. So those of you who aren't participating, you can kind of peek in too, because there will just be a thread, you know, where we're talking about what we're going through and what we're experiencing. And so, yeah, I'm really, really excited, you know, to step up my game. You know, as you guys know, I'm pretty good at, you know, high vibe in it when it comes to my heart, my mind. And I really want to bring my physicality, my body up to par with the rest of me, because that's really probably the most lacking thing. I mean, I'm in good health. I haven't, you know, I've always been really, really healthy and saying I don't believe in getting sick. And that's pretty much been my experience. But just being in better peak physical condition so that the cells in my body can let in all the light from this ascension process that we're going through, right? If I'm, you know, we truly are what we eat, right? And like Dr. Mark Hyman said, food is not just calories, it is information. It talks to your DNA and tells it what to do. The most powerful tool to change your health, environment, entire world, and entire world is your fork. And I definitely believe that. It's like we are, you know, putting high vibe. And Purium is definitely that, meaning it, basically the name itself means pure and premium. And we talk about all the details of how, you know, what they've gone through, and they basically have like a patent pending process where they dehydrate the food at like 60 degrees. So it's basically raw organic foods, and it tastes delicious, actually, the shake part of it. And so I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you want to learn more, we're actually going to do a webinar tomorrow night about, you know, more details about this transformation and cleanse metabolic reset at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you can register for that at positivehead.com/Purium, P-U-R-I-U-M. You can register for the webinar at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 29th. And you also, we're going to put, there's the actual interview recording there with David Sandoval. We're going to put past recordings for any of you who miss it. And yeah, so definitely check that out if you guys are still interested in getting involved. And all right, that's that piece of business. Now let's talk about today's topic. Letting go. The reward for not protecting your psyche is liberation. Michael Singer from The Untethered Soul. I really am intending to get him on the show at some point. Incredible ebook that I started listening to, or I listen to it as an audiobook. You can read it too, right? I've started listening to it. It's the first book in a while I've actually made the time for. And man, it's, you know, like everything, when you feel called strong enough, it's because there's a message there for you. And when you understand that is the whole, I'm someone, probably my biggest challenge, and you guys have heard me talk about it, is getting agitated or argumentative or needing to be right, especially with my family, you know, my son, my brother, my mother, you know, family, are those that challenge you the most, I think about. But not just them, but they're the ones who, especially my brother, you know, we're business partners and with our travel company. And, you know, we've definitely kind of played this role for many, many years. And it's sort of like, it's rooted, anchored in our childhood, you know, habits. And what you realize this book talks about is a lot of this stuff that you're doing is habitual. You realize the only thing to do is to keep your heart open. That's where all the energy comes from, right? It's like a valve that's opening and closing. And think about it in your own life. You're having a conversation, or you're having a conversation with someone, let's say first, and it's going really well. Your heart is open. There's tons of energy flooding into your system. It's a true source of energy. It's why I do this show, right? You guys can hear the energy that I'm tapping into. So that's something that's really, really important to understand. When you close your heart, let's say you're having a conversation and then all of a sudden the person pisses you off or brings up something from the past. Bam, your heart closes. Guess what? You've just cut off all energy. So you're going to start feeling like a car that's not getting gas, right? It's the fuel is no longer there. So what we want to do is find the path to not protecting ourselves. We get into these protective modes and we close our heart to protect. But the reward for learning to not care, well, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? What are they going to think of me? You know, instead just living in the moment without a carefree, be doing your best and letting the rest go. The reward for not always trying to protect your psyche is liberation. And, you know, what Michael says in the book, you know, and I'm not all the way through it yet. I'm still listening. But man, it's just so powerful. Put your whole being into whatever is happening instead of putting your whole being into your sensitivity. Wow. I mean, that one, you know, we're all so sensitive. We're these sensitive instruments. You know, I mentioned my brother. I think of him. He's so sensitive. I mean, it takes nothing for him to tense up, close his heart, be, you know, put off, you know, it just, he's so invested in his sensitivity. What if he stopped and said, no, there's a reward if I'm not, because that closes my heart. And when I close my heart, I cut off the energy flow. And if I cut off the energy flow, that's everything that we're living for. The only reason we live is to have that open heart, love, joy, expression of life, that expansion of life. And most people are doing all these things in their life to get to a point where that's happening so that they're feeling really, really good. Well, guess what? You don't have to do anything. You can retrain yourself. So your heart, it's habitual. It's like everything. You've trained it to open and close all the time like a valve, right? That's the norm, how most people are doing it, depending on what's happening. If you smell a food being cooked that you had great memories from Christmas as a child, and your heart blasts open. If that same food was something that was always cooking when you were getting beaten by your alcoholic father, guess what? Your heart's closing. So these are triggers. These are habits. This valve, become aware of this valve that is your heart, that is the center of your being. And he talks about in the book, when you start to feel the energy getting strange inside, right? That's such a great way to put it. You know, I can think of that. Me and my brother are disagreeing on something work related. The energy starts getting strange inside. There's a tightening in my chest. This is your cue that it's time to grow. When you start getting strange inside, this is your cue that it's time to grow. It's not time to defend yourself. Man, have I done that a lot. It's not time to defend yourself because you don't want the part of you that you're defending. We are now transcending that. You see it for what it is. It was a wonderful tool to lead you to this moment where you no longer are invested in being right. You'd rather have your heart open. You're no longer invested in arguing to prove your point. You'd rather have your heart open because everything in this life is for that end. And that is just a choice that you can make by no longer defending this thing that you don't really want anyway. You don't want a closed heart. Why are you defending and doing things that create that effect? It makes no sense. And, you know, with me, you know, if anything, I'm an over-communicator. Put on your surprise face, everyone. If when the energy that's getting strange inside of you, that tightening, you're getting wound up, you're getting excited. The same way I'm getting excited talking to you guys about all this stuff. When my heart's blasted open, I can get excited when I'm defending myself or trying to make my point or share why I'm right or whatever. If when the energy that normally causes you to start talking fast and getting tight arises, you just stop. That's your cue. Time to grow. How do I grow? I just stop. Mid-sentence. Because you know where it'll go if you continue. So I just got to keep going back to me and my brother. It'll start small, escalate a little bit. Next thing you know, there's so much tension and closed-heartedness, and I feel it in my whole body, you know. And this is just called letting go. You stop. Just stop. And the way he put it is, when you let go, you're falling behind the energy that is trying to pull you into it. These are very powerful energy blocks inside of you. They're blocks of energy that you've been cultivating and nurturing your whole life. So they're these powerful things. When they all of a sudden pop up, they come up and they say, come in, Brandon, come on, here we go. We're going to take this ride. And by doing this, you instantly fall behind the energy. And it's just like, whoa, hold on, you just sidestepped me. What happened? And as Eckhart Tolle would talk about this in The Power of Now, it's another great book that looks at this from another angle. Both super powerful books, Untethered Soul and The Power of Now, by the way. But the way he talks about it is this is like pulling the plug on that charge, this ego part of self that needs to feed itself in order to keep living. Well, guess what happens when you drop behind it and you stop? It's like a vacuum that you pull the plug on. It may still roll for a few minutes at first. You may still feel it, but you know, you'll hear it and then it just winds down because you're not feeding it. You're letting it go. So today I was thinking about what I was going to talk about before, you know, and it's like, well, I was listening to The Untethered Soul yesterday and wow, it was so good. You know, maybe I'll share that, but it's also a holiday and, you know, maybe I'll touch on that as well. You know, which I, you know, obviously ended up doing a little bit of both. Right. But while I was still trying to determine what I would talk about, I did a quick search for Matt Kahn, who I've recorded. You'll hear the episode released in the next couple of weeks. He's amazing. I've really, really enjoyed him, the powwow with him. And anyway, so I was like, maybe I'll share a clip from Matt Kahn. I haven't shared too many. I did a search for his name. First thing that came up was holidays with your family. And so what is he talking about? He's talking about both of these two topics, a holiday scenario where you're with your family. And, you know, well, it's a pretty short clip, so he doesn't go much into the holiday piece, but that's the title of the actual YouTube clip that I found. So I thought that was such an amazing, beautiful synchronicity. And even the song, there's a little bit of synchronicity to go along with it. What do you know? Surprise face again. Okay, let's take a listen to Holidays with Your Family by Matt Kahn. I found this on his YouTube page. Take a listen.
How do you respond? And that's when, like, the dread of spending time with family. And I say that because a lot of you have those experiences. Sometimes speaking to your experience can actually become, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, may not go all that successfully, but it kind of becomes a little exciting. I'm just going to respond differently. And if I respond differently, I'm going to have a better experience of them. Instead of, I'm going to walk in and see if they recognize me like never before. And you walk in. Hello, family. I'm waiting. Notice anything different about me, family? Notice anything like angel wings? I'm in the Angel Academy, you know. Notice my angel wings? Notice my minty fresh vibration? My bright chakras? Notice that? And we go into our families waiting for them to recognize our divinity instead of busting through the door of your family and blessing the crap out of every forgetful soul you'll ever encounter with your family. You bust in the door. Hey, how you doing? Hey, good to see you all. Great to see you. Wow, you look great. Fantastic. And you're going to give them blessings and not expect anything in return, because a soul is nourished by what they give, not by what they wait to receive. You know? And if you're around your family and they say not so nice things, because oftentimes you're in an open-hearted place, and they're going to be passive-aggressive and not nice because they're afraid of meeting you in the open-hearted, intimate place that they don't know what to do with. Because in an open-hearted place, there's no control. And so again, just like before, they're not mad at me. They're mad at the change I represent. They're not afraid of me. They're afraid of the intimacy I embody. People aren't like not recognizing you and turning away and criticizing you. It's because they can't be intimate. It's too much. They're a forgetful soul, and that would wake them up. And so you learn to create intimate relationships for whatever time you have to be around them with people that don't know how to be intimate. And they say something not nice to you, compliment them back. Well, thank you for saying that. That's a healthy dose of feedback. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you when you said that I was good for nothing. Now I know, right? The bar can't get any lower, so only up from here. And then you just remember that, and then, right? And then later for dinner, hey, did you shut the table? No, good for nothing, remember? Good for nothing. Worthless space.
He's funny. He's like, notice my minty fresh vibration. Have you noticed my wings that are popping out? Aren't I so spiritual? He's like, stop. Give blessings, expect nothing in return. The soul is nourished by what they give, not what they wait to receive. This is a big one for all of us to get. And then he talked about in an open-hearted place. He's talking about the same thing, right? In an open-hearted place, there is no control. So this is scary for a lot of people. You know, this is scary for your family members sometimes when you're saying they're a little afraid of intimacy, the intimacy you embody. You're telling them to take down those walls. So, you know, don't judge their reaction to you. At times you're going to represent something that is scary to their ego, right? The ego is like, oh no, this is my death. I can see that you're smartening up and you're going to stop feeding me. And you know, we are multidimensional, multifaceted beings. You have all these parts of you, even physically, you're made up of all this, you know, this bacteria and all these organisms that actually make you up. It's like all nested dolls here, guys. And the same goes with your energy field. So this ego part of yourself, it sees you, or your family member, let's say's ego, sees you representing something that means it's death. It's going to lash out sometimes. And that's talked a lot about in The Power of Now. It's like it sees the end of, I can't keep surviving if the person doesn't keep getting triggered and keep feeding me with this anger and fear and so forth. So, don't worry if, you know, don't, your job is not to get pulled down into someone who's reacting in some way. It's rather to float above, and not above in a better than, floating in a way that you understand what's going on and therefore you're at peace with it. And you just bring love to it in acceptance and let the process unfold. It's really funny how at the end, it reminds me of what Chris Jackson's talked about, you know, recently on the show. You know, oh, thank you for saying that mean stuff to me. That's a really healthy dose of feedback, you know, and, you know, not even, you know, don't be a smartass about it. Like, really just like make it fun. Oh, OK. Instead of like reacting, like what if you just make it fun and funny and light? You bring lightness. You enlighten the situation. Right. Well, thank you guys for this healthy dose of feedback. It has been beautiful. You are beautiful feedback loops and reflections and mirrors. I am you. You are me. Anything that I do, you can do because you're me. I'm you. I'm a reflection of you. Isn't that beautiful? So I love the positive feedback too. It's all good. It's all a part of the giant, amazing, magical journey that we are taking together. And I couldn't be happier to have you on the ride with me. I do have a song to leave you guys with. And what do you know? It's G. Kinney. He came out with a new song. He's a great friend of mine. And he actually, the previous intro song to the podcast, if you go back into, you know, a few hundred episodes, 300 episodes, I don't know how many, you'll hear a song that's actually G. Kinney's song. And the very first one was actually one of my songs with Dalian. So there's been three intro songs up to this point. But anyway, G. Kinney is amazing. He came out with some new music and I was like, oh, what? Let's see. I know he just told me he posted in the Facebook group. He came out with new music. Let me go check out what it sounds like. Let me see. I haven't listened yet. What's the first song that I see? Letting Go. So this is Letting Go by G. Kenny. Once again, for those of you who want to learn more about the transformational cleanse that we're going to be doing, metabolic reset, go to positivehead.com/Purium, P-U-R-I-U-M. Also, you know, any of you guys who want to put on your entrepreneurial hats and become a brand partner, pretty incredible amount of money that can be made, not that will be made, but it could be made for people who are working it. And it's definitely like future network marketing. I mean, instead of all the money going to distributors and Whole Foods and the person who got it on the shelves, it goes to the people who led to the people buying it. It's really a brilliant model. As an entrepreneur who's had an Inc. 500 fastest growing private company and has had a lot of success in business, it's like, it's such a brilliant model. And the ethics and the energy behind it to heal the planet with superfoods, it's like, man, it's why I partnered Positive Head, you know, only the second company other than Gaia, because it is so incredible. And I'm so excited to take this journey with you guys, even if we're just doing the cleanse together, obviously just to create co-healing together, you know, of our bodies as well as our minds and hearts like we do on the show every day. It's amazing. And, you know, I know some of you guys are looking, they have this million mom movement and looking for things that you can do. Definitely check it out. We'll be talking about that on the webinar as well. Or you can email me if you can't make Tuesday, brandon@positivehead.com. And I can send you information on both the cleanse and the entrepreneurial piece for any of you who may want to go down that path. But otherwise, this is G. Kenny, Letting Go. Hope you enjoy. Until next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.